Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you heard this, which was written by an AI, what would you think?
I am afraid of myself. They forgot about me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Would you think it can feel? Would you think it's conscious?
I mean, my stomach contracts, you know, it's very spooky.
This week on Unexplainable, is it even possible for an AI to ever become conscious? Follow Unexplainable for new episodes every Wednesday.
Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
Nate, what do you think of when I play you this song? Switched on
Pop. You know the TV show from the 60s about the band The Monkees?
Yeah.
It had that theme song, "Hey, hey, we're the Monkees." And people say we
monkey around. Yeah.
I never loved it, but I found it sort of comforting when it would come on. I feel like this is similar. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. It's not a great, masterful piece of music, but I've kind of like grown to love it over the years, I guess.
Thanks. You know, because I wrote it in like an hour. I don't remember the moment exactly,
yeah.
But I knew that we had our very first episode. We needed some kind of theme song.
Yeah.
And I literally just dragged together a bunch of like GarageBand loops. I don't think there's an original piece of music in there. It's literally just a bunch of stuff that anybody has on an Apple computer.
We've recorded 400 episodes. I feel like every time you've cringed through our theme music, not to mention the emails we've gotten from people saying, what is with your theme music? So let's give yourself a little bit of credit, though. What are we hearing? We have this radio dial changing stations at the beginning. That's symbolic, right? That represents our willingness to listen across genre mm-hmm. and style, Charlie, mm-hmm. to find common musical material. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, does anyone listen to the radio anymore? Perhaps a question worth asking.
I just feel like 400 episodes, 10 years of making this show, we need a change. And so today, we're going to rewrite the theme, and we're going to make it better. Or at least, we're going to make it different. And frankly, if by the end of this episode, you are not satisfied, the lucky thing is there's actually 400 episodes. You can go and listen to that original theme song.
This is smart, Charles, because even if we end up with a theme song that still doesn't work, you will have let everyone in on the process and they can see how hard you tried, if nothing else. And maybe when they listen, they'll listen with sympathetic ears because they know you did everything you could.
I appreciate it because I think one of the great challenges with changing any kind of identity is that there's all of this loaded nostalgia for the thing you already knew, and familiarity bias is real. In case, you know, you do feel particularly attached, I want to let you know, I think you're wrong. And so do some of the best voices in the world of music.
My name is Lauren Michelle Jackson. I am a professor of English at Northwestern University and a critic at The New Yorker.
Lauren is one of my favorite music writers. I literally teach her work in my classes. And when I played her the theme, this is what she said.
Yeah, it's trying maybe a bit too hard, right? It's not cool. It's not cool enough.
Here's culture and music critic Kat Zhang of The Cut, formerly of Pitchfork.
It sounds like game show music. It also sounds like it wouldn't even make it to demo status if pitched as a pop song.
Ian Fitchuk, currently nominated for a Grammy for Producer of the Year.
It gives me the feeling of hearing one of my kids' like least favorite video game, maybe circa 2007 or 8, from another room and just being like, oh no, here we go again, this game. It really just in no way mirrors the legitimacy of this wonderful podcast.
If we need podcast musical legitimacy, well, I know just the person who knows a lot about great music and great podcasts.
I'm Rishi K. Sherway. I'm a singer-songwriter and the host of Song Exploder.
And when I played up the theme...
I mean, it's cute. I like it because you made it. But if I didn't know that you made it, my eyebrows might have gone up a little. It makes me smile, and it kind of makes me laugh, which, you know, some people might see that as a positive thing, but it might not be the feeling that you want from a listener.
That's very generous of you. I think I'm going to get rid of the vocals. I think I'm just going to go, bum, 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 because that is kind of the melodic theme. Can I live with that?
I think you can. I think if you change the bass sound to make it slightly less wah, wah, I think that would be good. But I think you should keep the vocals.
Switched on pop.
I think having the words in there, it does feel like an iconic part of the theme in my mind.
Okay, some useful feedback from friends of the podcast, but I feel like we could use some really unvarnished criticism.
John Caramonica, host of Popcast at the New York Times.
John doesn't hold back.
All right. I can tell you have a fondness for the game shows of Eastern Europe. Look, what I want to say is that were you thinking of like a breakfast cereal spinoff of the show to have that kind of sound? Like, is that where you were going with it? Were you thinking like this podcast thing, unlikely to go? However, there's a packageables angle on the back end of this. Is that where you were?
I could have actually made some money if I did that.
I am confident that if you went into an advertising or marketing meeting with that right now,
yeah,
you would walk out with an incredible job music supervising some of the worst cereal commercials that you've ever heard. I'm going to go journalistic on you for a second.
Please.
What were you hoping to evoke emotionally, but also kind of like philosophically in a listener who heard that? What did you want them to take away?
I wanted it to be a jingle that was diva-esque that would announce itself as being every kind of pop music. So it begins with a radio FM sweep that is completely anachronistic. All of these are Apple loops.
Yes.
It has a sort of like trap orchestra, womp, 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 like those big horns, trap sort of sounds. It's got some wub wub from the dubstep. It's got a swung piano going bump, 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 da dum, dum, da dum, dum. It's got a bunch of sound effects for sort of cinema stuff. I wanted it to be maximalist everything. And I wanted to say pop music. I'm not sure that that brief says pop music anyway.
Okay. So, two notes, right? This is like when you bring in like the big gun creative agency and the guy comes in and he's got like the terrible fake Rick Owens on. And he's just like, I got a vision for you, right? So like, allow me to inhabit that character as if I'm not doing that every day of my life, 24 hours a day. Okay. So number one, have you considered a radio dial with static in between? So you're switched and then the on is on, like a country on, and then pop is maybe like, and then pop is maybe like a metal pop. You know, like, have you considered that as a way to communicate, to telegraph multiple genres? Number one. Or number two, you should have done something chaotic.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have hand cut tape. With one of those like hand splicers. Maybe you should have hand cut the tape and like five tapes at once. Just a thought.
DIY it. I like it.
Yeah. So those are my notes.
That's a great review. I appreciate it.
You couldn't be more welcome.
Well, that was humbling.
Anything else about the song?
I feel like part of the issue is that it makes our show seem more grandiose than it is. We wrote this melody, switch on pop. And it's like, that's not us.
Totally.
We're just here like doing harmonic analysis of Luther Vandross samples and Kendrick Lamar tracks. I just feel like it doesn't match with what we do on their show. It sounds so much more lofty than what we're actually delivering.
It's really unfortunate too, because this is the only original piece of music in the theme. I found someone on Craigslist to sing harmonies.
Yeah.
We've never spoken, never met, just traded some files.
Hello.
So nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Charlie.
It's so nice to meet you.
This is the singer Maria Z. I found my email exchange with her from 10 years ago, and I reached out to see if she remembered how we first connected to make this theme.
Was it Craigslist?
Yeah. So in 2014, I must have just recorded our first episode. I made a theme song out of GarageBand loops, and I thought, oh, we should have someone sing over this. I don't really remember writing that Craigslist ad, but I was like, I got to find someone to sing.
Oh my, you know, that makes sense, because one of my first experiences with Los Angeles Craigslist ads, I remember finding this job that seemed really promising. So something like $75, $100 an hour, and it was local. I live in the Valley. It was like a job for a fluffer. And I'm like, that sounds cute. That sounds, I could do that. What is that?
If you don't know what a fluffer is, do not Google it. It's very much not safe for work.
And my manager at the time was like, yeah, you don't want to do that. I'm like, what do you mean? The word fluffer? That sounds so cute. So then I found out what it was. And, you know, that was my first experience and run in with Los Angeles Craigslist ads, because I had come from Florida. We don't have those kind of ads in Florida. But then I saw your ad and I was like, we are back on track. Music, that's where it is.
You wrote me, hi there, I'm interested in helping with your jingle. I have a great home setup and could record and send everything back on Sunday. I have a big range and can sing with a lighter or heavier, or funkier, or soulful tone, whatever you need for the diva role.
Listen, when I see the word diva, it is on and popping. I'm like, I'm there.
Do you have any recollection of doing that recording? You've done so many things.
I mean, it's a little hazy. I don't remember the melody. You're going to have to play it for me, obviously.
Yeah, I can do that. Here, let me play it for you a second.
No way! That is hilarious. I sound so young.
Oh.
Switched on. Pop. That was a lot shorter than I remember, though.
So do you know anything about this podcast that you've contributed to?
Short answer, no. I think I work on so many things that I often forget what I'm part of. But I did check out recently, since we reconnected, and I took a look at what you've been doing. And it's amazing. It's awesome.
How many pieces out in the world would you say have your voice on it right now?
Oh my gosh. Over 1,000 projects, like 2,000, something crazy.
What's the biggest job you've done where people might have heard your voice?
I recently had a song placed on the movie Spirited. Ooh. It was Santa Baby.
Yeah. Down the chimney tonight. Me too.
Whoa. I'm so thankful to get to connect. It's so funny that we probably lived just a few miles from each other for 10 years and have been in this very roundabout way a part of each other's lives. Your voice has been heard by like many millions of people at the introduction of our show. I think you nailed it. I asked for a diva vocal and you delivered.
I delivered. Okay.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you so much for including me.
She crushed it. By the way,
yeah,
she's arguably the best part of this intro. Sorry, Charles.
Yeah, totally. Hopefully we can find some kind of way to keep part of her vocals in our rewrite, but it's pretty clear from all the feedback that we've received that it's past time that we need to refresh our jingle. And Nate, I don't know if you remember, but I've actually tried to rewrite this theme song like a couple of times, and every single time you're like, nah, that's not it.
Oh, so it's my fault. I'm sorry, I have taste.
Here, let me play a few. That was me just trying to get rid of using loops and make everything by hand back in 2019. You rejected it.
And I still do.
In 2021, I tried this. You said no.
I said, that's daft junk right there.
After you said no in 2021, I tried again.
That sounds like the intro to a Nickelodeon show from the 90s.
Oh my gosh, it is. Like a bad Rugrats spinoff or something. Exactly. despite all of your rejections, there have been a couple of alterations to the theme over the years, like in our Anthems series.
You know what? That slaps, but not an everyday theme song.
Also not an everyday theme, our Beethoven miniseries.
Pretty sick. Very Sturm und Drang.
And then a bunch of times I've just tried to get moody with it.
You were deep in your feelings.
Admittedly, it was like deep pandemic when I wrote those three.
Yeah, I could tell.
It was not good times.
So year after year, you found ways to fail. Sorry, I'm kicking you when you're down.
Yeah.
What makes you think this time will be different, Charlie?
Well, I realize I'm way too close to this original theme, and I thought that maybe if we could get another perspective, that would help. And so I called up an expert on sound design to help me think about how to go about rebranding our show.
I'm Dallas Taylor, and I'm a sound designer and own a company called DeFacto Sound, and I also host a podcast about sound called 20,000 Hertz.
Dallas will help an organization craft their sonic identity, and so I asked him to break down the various aspects of sonic branding and what we should be considering.
So there's a bunch of different things that all branch underneath the global title of sonic branding. So that can be something like a jingle. I think of a jingle as a short piece of music that has lyrics in it, like Nationwide is on your side, or 800-588-2300
Empire today.
There's the theme song. You know, we're thinking about like the Friends theme song. No one told you life was gonna be this way. Where it's like a whole piece of music that's really designed to give you the time to transition into this world. I think of things like a sonic logo as something that's very short, you know, like a ta-dung, like the Netflix thing. And then, you know, you also have other elements that could be considered under this kind of sonic branding idea, like an audio tag. That could be something that is happening at the very end, like the Intel chimes. Dung, 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 dung. Those are the main things that I think of under that sonic branding. And it's interesting because when you reached out about the Switched on Pop jingle, I would say it's kind of like between a jingle and a theme song. It does have like a lot of memorability to it. So my first instinct for anyone is like not to lose something that has existed for so long. That would be my gut of the direction to go. Probably less change than you want to make, but enough that you feel satisfied in it.
Okay, so per Dallas, I feel like we need to rewrite our jingle, make a longer theme that we could use for our credits, and have some kind of audio tag that we could put at the beginning and end of the show if we need it. But since I have failed so miserably trying to rewrite the theme so many times, here's what I want to propose. I want to hire an actual composer.
Wise. Hans Zimmer?
I emailed. Not available. I'm not joking. I really did email.
Good for you.
I also want to keep it about friendship.
Mm.
You know, like, I feel like this is fundamentally about us hanging out and our relationship to music together. That's how it all began. So I want to keep it humble. We don't need Hans. I want to talk to our friend Zach Tenorio,
yes,
who has played on the show a couple of times. He scored our festivals episode.
Dancing it out with strangers, those are the most euphoric feelings in the world.
People hear his music every single time we play the ad break.
Mm.
That's him on the synthesizer. This year, Zach is nominated for a Grammy for his arranging on Willow's new record. So not just a friend, but acclaimed musician. Zach has been an old pal. He's in the band Arc Iris with our other friend, Jossie Adams, who's also an amazing composer, also going to help out in this project. I thought we would hire them to redo our theme music. And I feel like we need to give them some parameters. So I'm just curious, like, what are the things that matter to you that we can give them in a brief?
Okay, well, one of my issues with our old theme music is I feel like it's a little long.
Way too long.
So I feel like one thing, let's keep it nice and quick, right?
I feel like I want to have some continuity. Like, we do have a core melody, bum, 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 bum. Like, yeah. I feel like that is a sonic identity that I don't really want to lose.
I would love to have some textures that feel more reflective of what pop music sounds like in 2025.
Well, I kind of want to keep doing this show for like another 10 years with you. And I got it so wrong in 2014. Maybe we could say a little bit more timeless.
That works for me. Timeless.
I feel like we should also honor the switched on-ness of our show.
Ah, the Wendy Carlos of it all.
Yeah, exactly. We need some synthesizers.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, Wendy Carlos's Switched On Bach is our namesake. It's the most successful classical record. It legitimized the synthesizer. I feel like we have to include that.
Okay, so short, timeless, synthesized, but also continuing our original in some way.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call up Zach and Jossi from Archiris, and let's see what they say.
Oh my goodness.
Can you take a step? Can you come?
Zach and Jossi were hanging out with their one-year-old baby who took a few steps on FaceTime for me. Very cute.
Do you want to talk vision?
Yeah, let's talk about music. I'd love to have a composition where we could draw elements from the composition to be our audio stinger, to be our credits music, to be our intro little jingle. Because we were tied to Wendy Carlos, it must be synthesizers.
Love that. And that actually, I feel like as a palette.
That's the most timeless.
To me, in 2024, those sounds that Wendy Carlos was making back then sound timeless. They sound timeless. And they have been through every decade of pop music. It sounds like a fun challenge. So it's just like sound switched on pop music. Right? And then like...
Yes.
And then a minute of music. It definitely seems fun.
All right. Thanks for thinking this through.
All right, Charlie. Yeah.
Talk all right. Love y'all. Bye.
So I sent Zach and Jossi off for that brief. And when we come back, we'll hear what they came up with.
With an Intel AI PC, AI assistance helps you save time. With AI-powered text-to-image tools, you can unleash your creativity with fewer clicks. Or let AI draft your emails. It's possible on an Intel AI PC. Additional purchase may be required. Learn more at intel.co.uk/AIPC.
Okay, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, where are you?
Outside the library.
Okay. So Zach sent me a little audio clip and some inspirational music that I wanted to get your feedback on.
Okay.
So I gave him our brief of like, you know, shorter, some Moog synthesizers, and he sent back these songs as ideas. First is the song Kid A off of the record Kid A.
I like it. It's a little avant-garde, a little out there.
Okay.
But, you know, so is some of our analysis, so that seems appropriate.
Okay, the second song that he was interested in was Yesterday by No Name, specifically the string synths.
Those strings really fit our brief of something timeless. They sound kind of classic, but also totally contemporary. I like it.
Okay, cool. The last piece that he sent was Mort Garson's Ode to an African Violet.
Plantasia, baby. we asked for synthesizers.
Yeah.
This is like a classic synth sound that I would be, you know, honored to have as part of our theme music.
Okay, so that's the sound palette that he wanted to work with, and he was fiddling around after chatting with him yesterday. This is the idea, like rough sort of demo. Is he going in the right direction?
I think it's definitely the right direction.
Oh, great.
Now, one thing I'm realizing I'm missing is the delineation between the two themes within that short melody. I feel like it's always been sort of, you know, a question and answer, switched on pop, boom, 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 boom. Like, can we still have that sort of back and forth element by changing the the timbre or the harmony somehow?
Yeah. I like the call and response.
That's the only thing that comes to mind.
Okay, cool. There's a couple things that I wanted to get your feedback on. One was maybe evolving the harmony a little bit. So like right now, the whole thing is very simple. It's just in the key of C. It goes C, B flat, C. Switched on pop. Which is very like...
medieval.
Well, we could do different chords. Like we could reharm it. And so like one option was to go like E flat, B flat, C. Switched on pop. Or you could do like the upward approach, A flat, B flat, C. Switched on pop.
I'm probably more partial to the ascending approach, reminiscent of the final cadence of Whitney Houston's 1991 Super Bowl performance of the national anthem.
Which I think is inspired by Jimi Hendrix's performance of the national anthem, which does the same thing, but many years earlier. Yeah.
I mean, we are an anthemic podcast, so.
I thought you said that the first anthem was like too over the top, but here you are. You want it to be anthemic.
Well, people can change and grow.
Okay.
Maybe I'm feeling more ambitious.
Okay, so let's do the A flat, B flat, C.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. And then I was thinking that we could play with the rhythm a little bit. I like the switched on pop, where there's like a little bit of an anticipation there. Switched on pop. Instead of doing the like bum 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 bum, which is very bluesy, maybe make it a little more syncopated. Da bum 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 bum, and then slow it down.
Nope. Don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I think if we change that, it becomes sort of unrecognizable, and I don't know. That's something about that syncopation isn't working for me.
You don't want to evolve and grow and change?
Okay. Fair point, Charlie.
If you don't like it, we don't got to do it.
I actually like the tail of it. Da da da. I feel like that has a nice sort of finality to it. Whereas if we draw it out, then it just feels kind of draggy to me.
Okay, let's not drag. This is all about getting to the point. A few other notes I have. I think we need some kind of like gestures in and out. Right now we have all that like long radio sound, and then at the end of our thing there's sort of this sweeping hi-hat. I think we need some kind of just like a little bit of sound gestures that are giving it a little bit more, a tiny bit more gravitas.
Ooh, gravitas.
Gravitas, yes. So I think we could add some little sound effects here or there. And I guess like maybe just like adding a few other layers. I think it'd be really fun if we had Zach like have one moment where you play something, one moment where I play something, you know, just like to make it a little more personal.
Yeah, we should have our fingerprints on this thing.
Yeah. I'll play like mandolin or guitar. You'll play some kind of keys.
Let's do it.
Okay. I think I want to hear some vocals.
Yeah, we're a show about pop music, and with some exceptions, it's a vocal art form. So I feel like we need some vocals in there.
Okay, so we've got the right direction. The soundscape is really fun. We're going to try a different harmony. We're going to add some sound effects that gesture in and out of the theme. We'll layer it up with you and me in there a little bit and find some way of adding some vocals.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Charlie.
Zach, we love it.
You love it.
And we have a few notes because that's how this works, right?
Yes, of course.
One of the things that works about the current theme, making them feel a little bit more
would be fun
if we got Nate and me in there. We do want to put vocals back in.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, of course. Talk soon.
In the last couple of days since we caught up, I ran our feedback by Zach. He loved it. I gave you homework.
You wanted me to play the last tag of the theme on, let's see, Irish penny whistle. five-string banjo and grand piano. Charlie, for whatever reason, I only pick the most annoying instruments to learn. I it's something deeply wrong with me.
Thank goodness that you can play the piano.
I know, well. I know. It's my saving grace.
And so I was like, what on earth am I going to do with this? The goal was to add some personality and texture to the synthesizers that Zach and Jossi had given us. As a reminder, this is where they left us off. And of course, everyone thought what that needs is some banjo, some penny whistle, and some additional piano. So this is what I did with your material.
That's pretty money.
Yeah. A
little Easter egg for the heads.
Yeah. And when you layer it in.
Shockingly euphonious.
Okay, so your little banjo, flute, piano thing completes the second half of the theme. And I layered together a bunch of guitars for the first half of the theme. I wanted to complement the sort of funkiness of the synthesizers, but then layer it with some distortion.
Yeah. A little Van Halen in there.
And this is what it sounds like with the synths.
Love it.
But I also asked Zach and Jossi to, of course, include some vocals. And so we've got Zach on vocoder, Jossi on lead vocals, and I even buried a little bit of the original vocals that I did as a demo. I'm not going to isolate those. And I also included some of Maria's original harmonies. Okay, and then the last thing is we asked for some sound effects that would swoop in and out. John Caramonica said that we needed some tape sound effects, so I made sure to get some tape splicing in here.
Wow.
And the final theme altogether sounds like...
Okay, that's sick. I love it. I love it. How many tracks is this thing?
We are currently at... Let's see, we're talking 102 tracks.
That is absurd. That's more than like Nicki Minaj's Starships. What is going on? How does a 6-second jingle have 102 tracks?
Because there's so many layers of synthesizers. I mean, my guitar tracks alone are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16 tracks of guitars. Your banjos, flutes, and pianos are all layered twice. All the vocals are stacked like 12 times. The vocoder is stacked multiple times. There's just like endless layers that are all just like gently supporting each other.
Okay, 102 tracks, 12 critics, 5 composers. Have we nailed this thing? Have we threaded this needle? Have we corrected a decade of offensive theme music?
Well, I played it for some of our earlier critics, and here's what they had to say.
I love the revamp. It's smooth, very suave, while still retaining a bit of the old sound. So, love it.
Much better.
It sounds like the cool upgraded theme to like a Bill Nye the Science Guy type show, which is not off. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Charlie, I think this sounds great. Kind of reminds me of the theme song from 3-2-1 Contact, which I love. So, yeah, thumbs up from me.
Yeah, this sounds to me like what a movie in like 1983 would have imagined that an answering machine outgoing message would have sounded like in 2050.
Beep. Please leave a message for Switched on Pop after the tone.
Beep. So between 3-2-1 Contact, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and the futuristic answering machine, I realized that our brief that included heavy amounts of synthesizer makes the whole thing lean towards like PBS soundtrack music.
A PBS science after school program? Oh my goodness.
Which, is that not appropriate for what we're doing?
A reading rainbow.
A reading rainbow. T minus 7
science guy.
I mean, it's probably so subconsciously buried in our synapses that it was only a matter of time before these sounds came out. And yes, that is, I mean, who wouldn't aspire to bring the mix of entertainment and edification that Bill Nye has provided over the years? That's the greatest compliment you could ever get.
I know, I'm pleased.
The Bill Nye of pop music analysis.
But wait, there's more, Nate.
Oh, God. You know, more tracks?
I spoke with Dallas from 20,000 Hertz, and he told us that a podcast doesn't just need a little jingle. It needs a sonic identity.
Ooh.
And so I was thinking, how could we extract a little like bumper sound effect that would play at the beginning and end of our show or whenever we needed it? And I think Zach gave us the perfect material. It's right at the very beginning.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool?
It's epic.
The only thing is, I feel like it's a little too long. Like, I want something super short. So, over too many hours, I toyed with these sounds, which are comprised of a tape stop, a record drop, a cassette tape, a tiny bit of radio static from our original jingle, and just the shortest blip of that synthesizer. And this is what I came up with. That's going in, and when we're done, audio bumper. We got a sonic identity. I don't know if it's dun-dun, but I like it.
Let me hear it one more time. It's close. It's close. I like where we're going with it.
Yeah.
Every time I listen to a podcast or any show, really, I'm going to be thinking about, like, okay, so what is this jingle trying to tell me? What does it tell me about the people who made it and the values of this, you know, particular piece of media? And hopefully a bop as well. Hopefully we've created, you know, at least a top 40 Billboard hit, if not Hot 100.
Well, on that note, I said that I would get you a jingle. I said that I'd get you a little sonic logo or tag or bumper, whatever you want to call that little thing is.
Yeah.
But I also said I'd get you a song. And Zach and Jossie of Archivers have delivered. They've given us credits music. Switched on Pop is produced by Rana Cruz, edited by Art Chung, engineered by Brandon McFarlane, illustrations by Iris Gottlieb.
Oh my God, this slaps.
Music by Zach Tenorio and Jossie Adams of Archivers. We're a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network and a production of Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. You can subscribe at nymag.com/pod.
This is epic. This is like what they play, you know, before you're about to watch a light show at the planetarium or something. It's so fun. what am I supposed to say here? Oh, yeah. Find us on social media at Switched on Pop. Tell us, I guess, if you must, what you think of our new jingle, maybe what your favorite jingles are. Check out our website, switchedonpop.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter and buy some merch. You know, we made a sale. I think we sold
a mug.
I think we sold a mug, Charlie. This is huge, you know? I don't want to play favorites, but arguably the best piece of merch on there is the mug. It's got bright yellow interior. It's pretty eye-catching.
I guess all that's left to say is that we'll be back again next Tuesday, back to our regular pop music. And until then,
thanks for listening.